1 Corinthians 11:23, Paul says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which He was betrayed, He took bread. And when He had given thanks, He brake it. Said, Take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. After the same manner also He took the cup, and when He had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily shall eat and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." You may be seated tonight. Father, we love You. We thank You for this special time together at Your house with Your people. Thank You for the good day that You gave us here today. And Lord, thank You for Christmas. Thank You for the rain tonight, how good You've been to us. We thank You for that. Thank You, You are our God. Help us now to be a blessing to the people. I'll be careful to honor You and thank You for everything You do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We practice two ordinances. An ordinance simply means something prescribed. The Lord has prescribed two ordinances to His New Testament church, those that have been called out of this old world and been assembled together as the body of Christ. He's taught us to practice two ordinances. One, after we accept the Lord and we're saved, we follow Him in believers' baptism. That simply, is a outward showing that something has happened to us in baptism. That as the Lord died, He went in the grave 3 days, He got up, and so we go down, show that we've died with the old man, we've been raised in the newness and likeness of Christ. That is one ordinance of water baptism, which means to be submerged. Number two, the second ordinance, or this that is prescribed, is the Lord's Supper. Here Paul is reading to a very worldly church. Matter of fact, the most worldly church that he ever wrote to. They had a lot of problems in this church of Corinth. But here he's telling them the order and the things in which that we're to practice this ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Tonight in verse 24, the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 11, "When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, Take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you." And this is where I want to preach from just a few minutes tonight. "This do in remembrance of Me." And this is what I want to preach on this subject, on remembering Jesus. Remembering Jesus. There's three things about this passage tonight that I want to share with us. First of all, this ordinance, as we bring this time together, a very special time as the family of God, it's a time of commemoration. You see, the word commemoration means to serve as a memorial. We are to remember what He did for us. Now, in verse 24, the Bible says this, "When He had given thanks, He broke and said, Take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me." Now, at this time of commemoration, I want to say, first of all, that we commemorate His sufferings. He gave Himself to a rugged cross that we may go free. I read this evening. It's very, I guess, one of the most known verses, most prominent verses in the Bible, but in Isaiah 53, He said, "Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isn't it amazing? He that never knew sin became sin for us on a cross. Took our sin debt. He was oppressed. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so openeth not his mouth. Verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Remembering Jesus, it's a time of commemoration. We commemorate his sufferings. Then we commemorate his sacrifice. The Lord Jesus, as I preached this morning, he came. What a sacrifice he's made for us. I'm reminded tonight in the book of Philippians chapter number 2 and verse number 5. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. It's a time of commemoration to serve as a memorial. But secondly, it's a time of celebration. The word celebration means to make a special occasion. Now, I want to say that in verse 24 of 1 Corinthians 11, we celebrate His compassion. What it said, when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, this amazing statement, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. What a Savior tonight. It's a time of celebration. It's a special occasion. We celebrate His compassion. In 1 Peter 2, the Bible says in chapter number 2 and verse number 24, 1 Peter 2 and 24, the Bible says this, and I love what it says. 1 Peter 2 and 24, who His own self bare our sins in His body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were sheep going astray, but are now returned the shepherd and bishop of your souls. It's a time of celebration. We celebrate His compassion. What compassion that He gave for us. We celebrate His conquest. Look in verse 26 of this text in 1 Corinthians. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. Not only is it a thing of celebration of His compassion, but it's a celebration of His conquest. The Lord died, but He got up on the third day. And in order for Him to come back, He lives. And let me tell you, He's a living tonight. Glad we got a living Savior. So we celebrate His compassion. We celebrate His conquest. He was victor over death, hell, and the grave. The devil thought he had him. But oh, on that third day, when things got to rumbling, the devil figured out he wasn't in charge. Aren't you glad our Lord lives tonight? So we celebrate His compassion. We celebrate His conquest. And then thirdly, we celebrate His coming, His returning. In verse 26, He says, as oft as you do this, you do in remembrance of me. He said, and you show the Lord's death till He come. Jesus is returning. I say, all through the pages of this Bible, I don't say anything that keeps Him from returning tonight. As far as I know, every Scripture has been fulfilled about the Lord's return. Jesus is soon coming. What a day that's going to be. We celebrate His compassion, His conquest, and His coming. Revelation 22, in verse number 20, Jesus closed this book with something. And He said, "He which testifieth these things says, surely I come quickly." Amen. Then John said, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." Remembering Jesus. It's a time of commemoration. It's a time of celebration, but lastly, it's a time of contemplation. We must contemplate what this means. The word contemplate means to think of something at length. In other words, we must digest in our hearts what we're doing. Now, first of all, you'll notice this. He said in verse number 27, "Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." We're not to be anybody's judge. We are to examine ourselves. And so this thing of this contemplation, I want to ask you something. We must contemplate our salvation. Are you saved tonight? Not a member of a church, not that you've been baptized, not that you're a good person. Because the Bible says there's none good, no, not one. But do you know that Jesus is your Savior? Glad He's mine tonight. And we must contemplate our salvation, but we must also contemplate our sanctification. The Bible said in verse 28, "Let a man examine himself." You know, when we come to the Lord's table, we must be clean. And realize that, yes, we've been saved, but I feel out with all of my heart that we need to confess our sins and live a life as close to Christ as we can live. I still believe in right and godly living. I still believe without the blood of Jesus, men, women, boy, and girl have no hope tonight. But I sure am glad that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all of our sins. Somebody's asking me, "Well, preacher, I've sinned." Well, I ask you this, have you confessed it? The Bible says, and I'll take what the Bible says over what man thinks, in 1 John chapter number 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just. Isn't that amazing? Faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, in this great ordinance of our church, we must examine ourselves and contemplate, are we saved? Then we must contemplate, are we sanctified? Are we set apart for the Master's use? Are we doing that pleases the Lord and trust in Him to forgive us of all of our sins? I've always liked to do this here. And matter of fact, this Christmas will be 21 years, as far as I know, that we've been doing this. This lady's been playing for me in this ordinance. I'm going to ask Miss Sherry if she'd come. I want her just to play something softly tonight. I'd like to open our altar just between you and the Lord, between me and the Lord. Nobody's business, but I always love to open this altar before communion and ask people, is there anything you want to come and talk to the Lord about? Maybe you just want to gather around and tell Him that you love Him tonight. Or you appreciate what He's done for you. You just mind your heart before we go any further. I give you this time. If you want to talk to the Lord tonight, you come. These altars are open. Whatever you need tonight.